Welcome to the My Money Podcast number 41 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Ryan, editor of Help Me to Save, where you'll find tips to help you save more money, spend less, and live well. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'm going to discuss if finally UK banks, building societies, financial institutions are beginning to reward loyal customers, giving existing customers good deals, because it does seem for quite a while that many banks and financial institutions have been offering the best deals to new customers to try and lure their money in, and then trying to quietly just slip down the rates of existing customers, hoping that they don't notice. So I do have quite a bit of evidence that this is going the other way, that loyalty is being rewarded. This really was brought to the front of my mind a couple of days ago when my husband was looking at options for a maturing cash ISA he had. Now, it was a Virgin cash ISA. When he originally put the money in, it was Northern Rock, but Virgin took over Northern Rock. So this was due to this cash ISA to mature in a couple of weeks. So my husband received a letter from Virgin offering him some fixed rate deals if he reinvested his money. Now, interest rates are low at the moment, as we know. It's very difficult to even match the rate of inflation with an interest rate, but at least in a cash ISA, the interest you receive is tax-free, so the rate you see, the headline rate, is what you'll actually receive. We usually go for fixed rate ISAs, just so we know how much money we're going to receive. So Virgin were offering, in this letter to my husband, 2.2% on a 1 year fixed rate, 2.4% on a 3 year fixed rate, and 3% on a 5 year fixed rate. So I decided to check out the Virgin website, and the advertised fixed rates there were around 0.2% or 0.25% lower. The 1 year rate was paying 2%, the 3 year rate 2.2%, and the 5 year rate 2.75%. So it did look like they were offering a better deal to existing customers. Now, of course, the proof of the pudding will be when my husband receives notification from Virgin that his money has been reinvested at this rate. He went for the 5 year one, so that's 3%. Because I have heard of some financial institutions sending out letters to customers saying, keep your money with us, you'll get such and such a percent. And then the customers actually receive less, because by the time the new account is opened or the transfer happens, interest rates have dropped. So cross our fingers that doesn't happen with my husband, that he does actually get the rate that they mentioned in the letter. Now, interestingly, talking about falling rates, I did have a look around to see what else was on offer to put the proceeds from my husband's Virgin Cash ISA into, and I identified a couple of possibles, and 2 days later, the interest rates on both of the possibles had dropped. The Cheshire ISA Saver had gone down from 2.3% to 1.7%. That's a drop of 0.6%. Quite a lot. And the other option I looked at for my husband's maturing ISA was a Santander 123 fixed rate ISA, which is only open to customers who already have a Santander 123 current account or 123 credit card. Now, when I looked a couple of days ago, it was paying 2.5%. Today, that's dropped to 2.3%. So if you do have a maturing ISA, I would recommend get it in something as quickly as possible, because it looks like rates are just going down, down, down. Now, that was a wee bit of a digression from my theme of our banks rewarding loyal customers. Because the other evidence I've had of this is with my Halifax Reward current account. They've recently changed the conditions on Halifax. Now, as long as you put in £750 a month into your account and have at least 2 direct debits from that account, you qualify for a £5 a month bonus. Now, £5 is paid net if you're a basic rate taxpayer. That's £5 in your hand, which is pretty good. getting £60 a year just for having your bank account with Halifax. So I've been quite happy with my Halifax account, and getting with £60 a year is a nice little bonus. And I know some banks maybe offer you £100 to sign up with them, which is good, but we've had this Halifax Reward current account for quite a few years, so it's good that you keep getting it, that they're not saying you only get it for the first year or something. So that's a bit more evidence of banks rewarding loyal customers. And as I had mentioned when I was discussing my husband's Virgin ISA, which was maturing, Santander have this 123 cashback current account, which gives you access to exclusive products. There have been a couple of fixed rate bonds, and at the moment there's a fixed rate cash ISA, which offers a slightly higher rate of interest to existing customers. The other advantage of the Santander 123 current account is if your balance is between 3,000 and 20,000, you receive 3% interest gross. It's a variable rate, but it has been 3% for quite a while now, and that's a very good rate of interest to get on instant access savings, because a lot of instant access savings accounts now are paying 1.7, 1.5. So there are advantages to having the Santander 123. The annoying bit is there's a monthly charge of £2. So you do get cash back on direct debits. So if you set up your household direct debits, you can usually earn more than £2 in the cash back, which cancels out the charges. And then if you're getting the 3% interest on instant access, plus slightly higher rates of interest on some products, it can be worth looking into, but only if you stay in credit. Quite hefty charges and fees if you go overdrawn. Do you have any evidence of your bank, building society, financial institution rewarding you for being a loyal customer? Do you think the trend's changing? Do you think it's a good idea? You can read more articles on the site at helpmetosave.com. You can also subscribe to our podcasts in iTunes. And if you come to the site, you can sign up for our free monthly Money Saver newsletter. And when you sign up, you'll get my 525 easy ways to save money tips. So thanks for listening, and do join us again soon for another My Money podcast from helpmetosave.com.